welcome back to another installment of Amateur Hour. I'm CJ Baumgartner, where we take a look at the amateur baseball teams in our listening area. As we take a look at this weekend's action, we had to replace the hot and humid conditions from a weekend ago for a cool and wet one across central Minnesota. But still, there were plenty of great baseball to be played, including two no-hitters, a big strikeout performance, and home runs aplenty. Remember, we have class and region realignment news up on the website, wadenaradio.com, Superstation, K106 mobile app, or SportsCow on Facebook when you find Amateur Hour. That being said, let's take a look into this weekend's games. Midway and Dent was rained out on Friday night and pushed to Sunday. On Saturday, a doubleheader between the Perham Pirates and the Henning North Stars was postponed due to inclement weather. So was the one between Kensington and Sauk Center. But there was a game to be played in Alexandria as the Urbank Bombers got a 3-1 victory over the Alexandria Black Sox, and it went into extra innings. 11 innings is what it took, as the elements couldn't stop the Bombers and the Black Sox from playing on a cool Saturday night. Hunter Hagemiller and Alex Kep combined for 16 strikeouts on the day to keep the Black Sox at bay. Levi Arnold led the Bombers with the bats, totaling 3 hits, including a go-ahead 2-run knock in the 11th inning to put Urbank up for good. An impressive win for Urbank over a Class A squad in Alexandria. And then on Sunday, May 18th, we got a lot of action here. Midway came away with an 11-0 win over the Dent Diamond Hawks in that game that was initially supposed to be played on Friday night. It was a win for Midway thanks to a no-hitter from Scott Syme. He finished the day with 15 strikeouts against the Dent hitters. Over in Nimrod, the New York Mills Millers got a 13-3 road victory over the Nimrod Nats. The Millers swat the Nats thanks to a pair of big flies from New York Mills. Bodie Roberts hit his first home run in a Miller's uniform, and Darren Gaudette gets his first homer of the campaign as well. Jonah Johnson on the mound for the Millers goes 7 scoreless innings pitched with 11 punchouts while recording just 2 hits allowed. And then the Bluffton Braves came out in a doubleheader victory against the Vergas Loons. We do not have the scores for you, but we do know the Braves outscored the Loons 24-0 in the two games for a Sunday sweep. Josh Dykoff goes deep to log home run number 1 in 2025 for Bluffton, and Game 2 featured a combined no-hitter. The Deer Creek Shockers get a 12-1 victory over the Urbank Bombers on Sunday afternoon as well in Urbank. We got more information and coverage online at wadenaradio.com and the Superstation K106 mobile app. And remember, if you're a coach, player, or fan, we want your help. Call 218-631-1804 and leave a message on our voicemail with your team's score and or any notable achievements for a chance to be featured on the segment. That's going to do it for me. I'm CJ Baumgartner, and this is Amateur Hour.